I'm Nina Cardona, and this is 91 Classical Radio Fest, a celebration of music made and loved by Nashvillians. We're starting every hour today with live performances from our Studio C, and I am pleased to welcome early Music City this hour. Yvonne Kendall playing Renaissance flute, Kirsten Agresta Copley on harp, Tammy Rogers King is our violinist, Francis Perry is playing Renaissance lute, and on one piece we will also hear Yvonne Perry on percussion. And they're just going to open things right out with music by Thomas Morley. Can She Excuse? Music there by Thomas Morley, Can She Excuse, performed by members of Early Music City. Now, like so many chamber ensembles here in Nashville, Early Music City is made up of sort of a collective of instrumentalists who come together in different configurations according to what music is going to be played. And in fact, earlier today, you may have heard Music City Baroque, and Francis Perry is here again. He was with Music City Baroque earlier today. Francis, tell us a little bit about Early Music City and what this ensemble is.
Sure. Thank you for having us on this special day. It's what you said. It depends on the occasion and the type of instruments. This is very characteristic of what actually went on around 1600, where we like to think that people played pretty much whatever was around and that they were good enough to play on, you know? What we just played was from English consort music, which is really very refined art, and then you'll hear some of the other pieces that we're going to play vary, and some of them are very folk-like, you know, country music of the time. And speaking of country music, I'm pleased to introduce to my right is Tammy Rogers King, who is not just country music. She's going to play at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. She's going right there from here. So
very full day.
It doesn't
Thank
get
you
much
for
more
coming
country
by here
than
first.
That.
Thank you. My pleasure. Yes.
So, and for example, Kirsten is kind enough to bring her Celtic harp in today, and we're going to play a piece that is one of the favorite lute duets, and we're going to play it with harp and lute. Again, the idea is that we have some flexibility here.
Right. Well, let's hear that.
Thank you.
series of chords, a piece by an anonymous composer, or, well, a composer whose name has been lost to history, played by Francis Perry and Kirsten Agresta Copley of Early Music City. More members of the ensemble now joining in to perform some music by Michael Pretorius, his Spanish Pavane. Of Michael Pretorius, performed by members of Early Music City. We heard the recorder featuring prominently in that piece of music, but Yvonne Kelly is now switching over to another instrument, one we don't got to hear that often. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have there?
I'm a specialist in the Renaissance and fell in love with it really through the Renaissance flute. The Renaissance flute is different from the modern flute in that it's solely made of wood, and it is cylindrical rather than conical, which the Baroque flute is, and it only is in one unit, so you really can't tune except by your ear and your lip. And it comes in a consort of four instruments, one treble, which I played in the earlier piece, two tenors, which I'm about to play a tenor now, and then there's also a bass. So you can play a Renaissance flute consort. And the piece I'm going to play is one of the earliest collections of pieces for unaccompanied flute or recorder. They were considered interchangeable at the time.
And what is this piece?
It's called Onder de Linde Groenen.
Very good.
I practiced my Dutch.
Very good.
which means under the green linden tree. And it's from a collection called The Flutist's Garden.
All right. Yvonne Kelly with an instrument I guess you could call the grandmother or the great-grandmother of the modern flute. Now other members of early Music City coming together to play some more music for us, now by Telemann Susato, a rondo, and a saltarelle. To make you do a little jig in your seat there. The Rondo and Saltarelle, dance music from the Renaissance, music of Telemann Susato, performed by Early Music City. Some selections from the English Dancing Master now by John Playford. I understand we're going to hear Chirping of the Larks, The Phoenix, and then Nancy's Fancy. Somewhere out there, one of our listeners at least was able to set down whatever they were doing and just dance. That was a lovely set. Thank you all. Members of Early Music City, Yvonne Kendall on the Renaissance flute, Kirsten Agreste-Copley playing harp, Tammy Rogers King on violin, Francis Perry on Renaissance flute, and at moments, Yvonne Perry there joining in on percussion. Francis, tell us a little bit about when people can hear this ensemble some other time.
Well, hopefully we'll have the next version of the Nashville Early Music Festival coming up in the summer of 2018. So we'll have more information for you as soon as that's available, but it's going to be really nice.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you all for coming in and performing for us today. We'll have more live performances throughout the day as part of 91 Classical Radio. But you know what? I wrote this outro to be played at the read at the end of each of these performances. We only have one left. It's almost the end of a fantastic day that we have had here at 91 Classical. I hope plenty of you have been able to listen to these live performances that have been happening throughout the day as part of 91 Classical Radio Fest. One more coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, Robert Marler, and plenty of great music in the rest of this hour for you as well.